I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP yoga warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. We are broadcasting here from the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can find me over at MikeIt90%.com. And, of course, as usual, I'm being joined by the voice of reason on the show, shall we say. Miss Stacey Morris from StaceyMorris.com. Hello, Stacey.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. And I just wanted to share, January is my anniversary month with DDP Yoga. It's been 7 years.
Wow.
And it's an amazing journey, and it continues to be. But as I shared on my blog today on my website, I'm living a life that I thought was never going to happen. And it actually can happen if you put the work in.
That is amazing, Stacey. In 7 years, like, in knowing where you came from, and we're doing the intro right now, and I want to bring Robert into the conversation too, but this is something we're going to have to talk about at the start of the show, because this isn't just like a passerby, like, intro, like, conversation.
Yeah.
This is a big deal, and we want to get into this, because people always, you know, ask, is this something that's sustainable? Hey, you know, so many programs are, you know, hit or miss, or, you know, you can do it for a short amount of time, but it's not a long-term situation. So when we get into the show, I want to talk about that at length, because that's not something you just gloss over on in the intro. That's a big deal.
Sure, you got it.
And of course we have the one and only, thank God, Robert McLaren. You've had 2 weeks off from me. I think that's my Christmas present to you this year. How are you, brother?
If 2 weeks is not enough.
You were probably just getting your blood pressure back to normal, right?
Yeah, I was like getting used to like what life is like for other people. You know, I'm really going to try and stick to that Mike Mullins free diet from now on, but you can only do so much.
Yeah, didn't work for Katie, so I don't foresee it working for you. Because the thing is, when people actively try to avoid me, I will seek them out. Like a Terminator or a Predator.
Or a troll bridge.
But
bridge troll.
Anyways, we had a couple weeks off, as we just mentioned here, to kind of freshen up for the new year and the holiday season. You know, we do this show all year round. There's no breaks. There's no off season. And we enjoy doing this. But, you know, at the end of the year, it is kind of nice to recharge our batteries and, you know, get the creative juices flowing again. And I think after the holiday season tends to wrap up during the year, somebody or a lot of people, you know, try to find a little bit of a place, a path to carve out where they can head to in 2016. Some people need to do a little rehab from the holiday season. And it's good to reconvene with you guys this week and kind of talk about how to get back on track after the holidays or how to keep on track throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stacey is next for staying on track.
Yes.
Yeah, am I on, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, I dropped for a second. Yeah, trial and error. And so is our guest.
Yes.
Which I'll let Mike introduce.
We were going to bring him on. And Stacey, I know you're very familiar with our guest because you work out with him on the regular basis, and you guys are not even close to each other. He runs an online workout program that he does via the interwebs. he's been a long-time PDP Yoga warrior. He's been on the show numerous times, and if we mention his name, he's sure to call in and check up on us. But he's a great guy, long-time PDP Yoga warrior, long-time PDP Yoga listener. I believe he is a certified instructor as well. You probably know him from lurking around the PDP Yoga message boards for many years. Mr. Travis Roberts, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How's it going, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and, we've been meaning to get you on here for a long time now, but just something always kind of comes up or doesn't work out or.
Usually it's common sense.
It's usually Robert saying, sense. "No, please don't call in." let's get him on the last second and let's keep him to about 5 minutes.
30 seconds.
I think we should now forever refer to Travis Roberts as DDP Radio Quality Control. Because if anything goes wrong with the show within 30 seconds, I know because he's popped up on my messenger list letting me know, and we're all there starting to fix it. So Travis Roberts can be the official DDP Radio Quality Control Inspector.
Yeah.
Standards and practices, only not so tight, not so tight buttoned. How's that?
But we have a lot to talk to you about, you've had quite a run here on DDP Radio. I mean, not DDP Radio, DDP Yoga. When did you start on your program?
Well, that's a great question. I started, just kind of give you the Cliff Notes version here, I started back on November 26th, 2012. I had the program for a couple months, because I need to start losing weight. I need to get into an exercise program because I just got my son started in martial arts at the time, found a good dojo and everything. And I'm being the active dad that I am, I decided that I wanted to throw a gi on and work out with them. But, at that time, I was 270 pounds. And, doing stuff when you're 40 years old is not the same as doing stuff when you're 20 years old. And your knees and your back and everything else let you know that in a real quick hurry. So at that point, it was, I had the program, and it was a time to make that magic decision. There's that word, that decision word that Dallas likes to use a lot, to jump in and start making changes. Were they fast changes? Were they just, change everything at once or whatever? Not at all. It was slow changes. It was a lot of trial and error. There was a lot of failures that went along with it, but there were some slow successes along with it. And eventually I, worked my way up, and in about 9-10 months' time, I got down from 270 down to 185. And so it's just been progressing from there.
That actually surprises me, only for the reason why I've been friends with you on Facebook and via the DDP Yoga groups for a while now. And, I was familiar with what you had done and, being a part of the community. But I never realized you were that heavy. I thought you were one of the smaller cats.
Me neither.
I thought you were one of the smaller cats that decided to join and just get healthy and clean up, clean up your food and diet. But I never realized you were that heavy.
I'll send the picture that you can put up for the adverts and everything there. But yeah, I'll show you the before picture, and then a couple of my after pictures. But yeah, I was 270. I had the big pot belly. In fact, when I started doing PDP Yoga, I like to give little pet project pet names, whatever else there, and I called losing my weight Project Keg to a Six Pack. Because I definitely had the keg, and I definitely wanted to work it down to a six-pack. I still don't have a six-pack at this point, but I'm a hell of a lot closer to a six-pack right now than I was when I started. So it's always a work in progress.
Travis, were you like me? Were you a lifelong, battler of your weight, or did it creep up, midlife or, just recently?
Well, it crept up. It's been up and down. I was back in the 90s, I was in the Army, and I got, and I was a regular gym person, lifted weights. I was doing martial arts then. I was doing karate and judo and different things there. And then I get out of the army and got married. And then I fell off a little bit on the activity scale. I would come back into it a little bit. I'd keep active. I'd do some more stuff. And then it'd be a yo-yo deal, up and down. But this last time was, I grew up in Aberdeen, South Dakota, which is about an hour west of Brock Lesnar's hometown. And I moved down from Aberdeen to Sioux Falls, and when I moved, because of my job, I didn't do anything with, you know, activity-wise. So basically, you know, I'm in tech support, so I'd sit behind a desk and I'd tell people to, you know, to turn the stuff off and turn the stuff back on to fix their stuff, right? Basically, I do more than that, but, yeah, there you go. But there wasn't a whole lot of activity, but there was a whole lot of eating and a lot of, you know, a lot of bad stuff that went along with it. And I just, you know, one day turned around, find myself at 270. So it's like going, I need to do something because, you know, I don't want to end up like my father or grandfather who had heart problems and dropped dead all of a sudden because I just let my weight go and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they say sitting's the new smoking. And it's a real concern for a lot of people who need to sit for their livelihood. You know, you have to find ways to get up and move.
Exactly. So.
And Travis, you had brought up how your weight started to slowly creep up, you know, as you got older. And it's one of those things that I realized in the past few months. And as we talked about on the show right before the holidays, I've been dealing with some health issues on my own. And I've had to take some medication that started, you know, packing on weight on me. And it's been kind of a pain in the ass. But one of those things that I realized is, no one goes out there to actively gain weight unless you're a fighter or a bodybuilder or, you know, no one says, you know, I'm going to try my best to be as unhealthy as possible and pack on some pounds. And down here in North Carolina, especially, I'm surrounded by a small group of people because all my family's up north, you know, Katie, who lives with me on a daily basis, her parents, and we see each other on a daily basis. So you don't necessarily see the weight kind of sneak on to you. And, you know, I see myself in the mirror every day, and it's such a gradual process that I don't tend to notice it. But then you step on the scale and you realize, wow, what did I do? And it's so easy to let it get away from you without even trying or you even noticing it.
Yep, exactly. It's a day, and really what it comes down to, I've been treating my journey like an addiction. You mentioned a few months back my blog post I did on Addicted to Nothing. And that's basically what the 3 years before starting to do DDP yoga was. I was addicted to doing nothing but just, you know, the regular, you know, sit at a desk, sit at home, watch TV, not do anything to improve myself. So, and it's a slow and insidious sort of deal. So it's one of those things where you have to do something every day. Does it have to be an hour workout? No. But it's got to be something that, you know, gets you moving a little bit, gets your heart rate going, and just, you know, keep going, you know, just like the heart, you know, the weight doesn't come magically all on at once. Well, getting healthy doesn't happen all at once either. So it's just little bits every day that keep on building and keep on making it work for him.
You had touched on something, the addicted to nothing thing. I'd like to go there for a minute because I think that's such an issue facing not just like young people but everyone nowadays. I mean, especially, you know, people like, you know, all three of us, Stacey, Robert, and I both work from the house, and it's one of those issues that, I mean, if I wanted to, like, I mean, you have to go out of your way to be active and be out and about nowadays. And get, I mean, if I wanted to, I could have an entire existence where I didn't leave my house. I can have Amazon deliver my goods. I can have takeout deliver my food. I can have takeout deliver my food. I can sit here and get all my information on TV. I can handle all my business on my iPad. You know, there's, you know, we become so accustomed to being, have everything, you know, easy for us and having, you know, everything at our disposal within just the touch of a finger that it kind of is, it takes the motivation to actually be out and social and do anything away from you. And it's become more of a chore for so many people, including myself, to go out and experience life outside of your house, you know, after a long day, you're tired, when everything can just be, you know, brought to you.
Yeah, it's an addiction, you know, because you get accustomed to just had everything brought to you. You're not going out, you're not seeking, making, you know, you're not moving with any sort of purpose. So yeah, that's exactly right. So it's just, and that's why I, you know, Dallas, when they first came on, it's, you know, Dallas's big thing, or the, you know, the program is own your life. Tell me one, you know, you're going to be very hard pressed to find somebody in DDP yoga that hasn't heard own your life at least, you know, 10 times within the first 5 days they've been in the program, right? Well, I've taken that one step further. I've taken that not just own your life, but own this day. Because today is what you have control over, and you have to do something today, you know, to make something happen. Worry about today, get something done today, and then try to achieve something tomorrow a little bit better than you did today. If that happens, great. If you happen to fall down, you fall down. You learn.
Tomorrow's a new day,
and you keep on going. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And I like that. I like that a lot, because I feel like so many people just try to focus on the big picture in life. I find that myself, as well as so many people I know, are addicted to the potential in life and no longer looking at the right now and the steps it would take to achieve that potential. They keep looking how everything's going to be great years from now when everything's all set. And, you know, I'm in the right job, and my family's where I want it to be. We're looking down the road that we never take the time to sit here and enjoy what we have today and enjoy the reality of what we are at this moment, and we're always looking for the next step or what's going to be my ultimately happy place where I one day end up.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Good.
When you break it down into days and actually think, I could own this day. I don't have to, you know, people, you know, so many people think, like, was I successful in life? Or was I happy in life? Did I achieve my dreams? You know, people look in those broad, big pictures. Do I consider myself successful? It's hard to look at it. Some days are extremely successful, and some days I've failed myself and my family and my friends. It's so hard to look at big pictures like that, and I like how you kind of put it, that when you break things down into days, you're more in the moment and realizing what can be done on a small level instead of focusing on everything has to be big picture ideas, which are great. You know, big picture ideas are great, but they don't realize that the daily struggle to build to those ideas are what really matter.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, and it's not to say don't look ahead, don't have a goal to where you want to eventually go to. You know, have those goals. Absolutely have those goals. Use SmackDown. Make those goals. Use that to, you know, to kind of flesh out and make a plan to make things work. But for the day to day, today is the only day that you have a chance to do something. Because yesterday is done, you can't control what happened yesterday because you can't go back in time. They haven't found a way to do that yet, and I'll be surprised when they do. And as good old GR would say, all our tomorrows are never guaranteed. You can walk out your door and drop dead tomorrow. So you have some more, but you can. So you have today. To do something today to make it a little bit better, and keep building, and just make those little steps. Make those small changes that build that foundation to, you know, make yourself better, and just keep it going.
Yeah, well, Travis, you've become such a mentor and a source of support. Right now, I mean, you know, you do online workouts and you have your Midwest Strong. But when you started, how big a role did the community play for you in terms of staying connected, staying accountable, and encouraged.
Huge, huge. You know, I did. The first about the first 8 months I was doing DDP yoga, 8 or 9 months, I didn't actually start going on Facebook. I had actually, before doing DDP yoga, I just took myself completely off Facebook for a little bit over a year. And, you know, I didn't need the negativity. It was just too much for me. I didn't want to deal with it. And I stayed away. And then, so I, you know, got into DDP, I got the Team DDP Yoga site, and I would do all my stuff, my interactions through Team DDP Yoga. And, you know, that's where I met Christina, you know, Christina Russell and Liz Collins and Sparky and all those guys. You know, I was working with those guys back when they were starting their journeys. And, you know, and we would, you know, have little challenge groups. We would, you know, challenge ourselves to do stuff and keep stuff going and, you know, do, you know, streaks of workouts, or we would do, you know, bang salutes. We'd just come up with different things to work with each other, motivate each other, support each other. And then, and there's times where even when, you know, you hit those low spots that, you know, those friends, that DDP yoga family that I made would step up and would help out, would be there to say, hey, you can get through this. So, and I see Team DDP Yoga, and I see the Team DDP Yoga Facebook page do that on a regular basis, and it's, you know, from where it's grown 3 years ago up to now, there's so much support. There is, I tell everybody that comes, that just, you know, says, hey, I just got the program, whatever else, welcome to the DDP Yoga family, because it literally is a DDP Yoga family. We may not all have the same ideology. We may not all agree on, you know, methodology or everything, but when it comes down to brass tacks, we are all DDP Yoga family, and we are here to support each other. And so having that Team DDP Yoga support is invaluable.
And I want to go to Stacey's her anniversary here, and I want to kind of tie your journey into this, Travis. Obviously,
sure.
you've been doing this for years now. It's been a while, 3 years, a little bit more. And Stacey's at her 7-year mark. And there's so many stories like that in the DDP yoga, like, universe that we kind of have here. You know, I'm almost at 5 years, and Travis is at 3 years. Robert's been here since day one. Stacey, and, like, you see those big numbers, like, people that have stuck with it for a long time, which proves that, I mean, it's one of those things that's sustainable, and it's one of those things that, you know, after a while, the burnout factor doesn't really physically kick in, because it's more of a restorative process than an exhaustive process. But when you see those kind of numbers, sometimes someone coming in who's tacked into a Travis or a Stacey, it can be intimidating. Here I am on day one, and I know nothing, and I'm surrounded by all these people who are just, like, veterans and well-respected members of a community. And it can be kind of, like, hard at first. I remember when I first came in and I saw people like Arthur and Stacey and Sparky and Robert and people who had some tenure here, I felt like, you know, I don't fit in here. But the great thing about the group that we have is we kind of take those people in and make them feel comfortable when normally, I mean, if I was walking into a yoga class here in North Carolina in a school, even with doing DDP yoga, I would be intimidated as all hell to walk into those fit, you know, good-looking women in the tight pants that are incredibly, you know, healthy. But there's none of that, like, feeling or mentality within our group. It's kind of weird how so many people are just so willing to give a hand up. And that may not have, you know, really kind of been there when Stacey was there. And it was something that she could probably use in her journey when she started. And she realizes that and now gives that opportunity to new people coming in.
Yep, exactly. And it's something to be said for saying, if nothing else, that you're not alone. You are not you're not having to make this journey by yourself. And believe me, everybody from, you know, from the new, I just bought the program, to people that have been doing this for years on end, have down days, have times where they struggle. Nolan Bobbitt, Choosing to Change podcast, the Choosing to Change podcast. He is very open on his down days. I've been open on, on the times I've been down. Other people, other certified instructors, like Jesse Regeary and Mary Calico and all these people, they do some amazing things. But they have their down days. They're human, just like anybody else. And just to know that you've got a group of people that can say, hey, I'm there, I've been there, I may not know exactly what you're going through specifically, but hey, I feel that you're struggling here, and I'm here to listen, or I'm here to support you, and keep it going, And sometimes that's all it takes.
Stacy, the fact that you've been here so long, and when I first started, I saw your videos with the one where you and Terry, got together, and how much of a life-changing thing that was for you, and just the little steps along the way that got you to where you want to be. I got to ask Stacy, and I know we're speaking hypotheticals here, and do you ever imagine what your life would be like if you never took that step 7 years ago?
Is Hello? Stacy here?
Daisy.
Well, I'm sorry. Sorry, can you hear me? Sorry, I started talking and nobody could hear me. Okay. Mike, that's a great question. I have not given that much, if any, thought. And when you said that just now, I got a big, a lump in my throat, because it's almost like that movie, A Christmas Story with the ghosts, showing you your future, your past, and all that. I can't really, if I had been continuing on the path that I was on, I would probably be a lot heavier than my all-time high weight. I probably would be approaching 400 pounds. And just more and more, out of touch, disconnected from life and from my purpose and what my soul really wants. What the addiction and the destructive behavior was really covering up was my spark, that enthusiasm that I think we all come into the world with. And it was getting dimmer and dimmer. So 7 years, past my all-time high, I can't even imagine. It's a scary thought. Really, but I'm pretty sure that's where I would be, because that's how my life was going. Every year I got a little heavier, I got a little more in denial, I did a little less physically, so it wasn't a good direction I was going in. But to answer your question about when I joined, I did get a lot of instant support and welcomes. And that's the great thing about this. Once you sign up, you get your automatic, Robert's always the first to welcome people. And all you have to do is basically raise your hand and say, I'm here. And people will come out and say, hey, we're glad you're here. And when you're starting out, and a lot of people are, where I was, just feeling pretty low and hopeless, just a simple welcome can absolutely turn things around. And I do them to this day.
And when you start, all of us, all four of us that are on this call have a good amount of experience. Stacy with her 7 years, me almost five, Travis, all his years, and Robert, who's pretty much been here since the dawn of time.
Stop counting.
It's one of those things. We hear it tossed around all the time, and it's almost like rolls off our tongue so easily that it doesn't really click with our brains anymore. We've heard Dallas say it. We've heard people online say it. a year from now, you're going to wish you started today. And when you hear those sayings over and over again, I remember when I heard like a lot of them the first time, the kind of wisdom that brought me in, it was so profound and thought-provoking when it actually clicked with my brain. But as you kind of repeat it and say it over and over again and see it online and just like constantly reading it, you come sometimes forget like the emotions that were tied to when you first heard that. It just becomes so easily rolling off the tongue. But if you put that into perspective, you know, 7 years, 3 years, you know, you guys, if you never started, you know, you don't, I mean, it just a simple act of starting, it seems so like a huge mountain that you're going to have to tackle. And it's so intimidating. But looking back now, I mean, you don't even realize how hard it really was because you're at this place now. You're at the pinnacle of what you never thought you'd achieve.
Yeah, and you know how we all did it is just what Travis was saying. I didn't look at the entire road ahead because that would have just been way too overwhelming. I just got through each day and each week, and I didn't set any unrealistic, like, I'm going to be doing this for X number of years. I still don't think that way. My life is still a day at a time, and I have things I need to navigate, and that can only be done within 24-hour, you know, increments.
Right. No one says, no one put it in a good way. I like this. He said, I didn't lose 100 pounds. I lost 1 pound 100 times. And he lost, so he basically lost 1 pound at a time. So it's, you know, those small little victories that you have to appreciate and keep building on, because that's what's going to get you, that's what's going to, you know, get you to the mountaintop. Not just, he's not going to be jumping from the base of the mountain to the mountaintop. You're going to take one step at a time.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It is so intimidating to look at the big picture in these things. And I like that analogy, just breaking it down into small increments. Don't worry about losing 50 pounds. Worry about losing the first pound. And worry about, you know, one at a time. It breaks it down and it kind of puts it within your grasp a little bit more than kind of looking at that huge, huge picture. And I want to get Travis's perspective as well as Stacey's Robert too. I had a conversation with Josh McAdoo, who's a friend of the show and a great friend of me on my journey here. He was talking to me, and we were having this conversation about how this community sometimes kind of like elects leaders, you know, people who have been here, have tenure within this program and who have been successful and kind of look to them for guidance and stuff. And I think that's an amazing thing and a great thing, but it also can be kind of difficult for the people who get in that position. I know a lot of people have blogs and videos that they put out, I really, really tried hard to avoid this. You'll see where I'm going with this. I feel sometimes that when people are kind of put as leaders in the community, they feel that they need to lead by example, which is a good thing, but I feel like they don't feel they can be honest and they have to put on a front. And I know a lot of the people who have been elected leaders often struggle but fear kind of acknowledging that because they have people who count on them to be their inspiration. And I was talking to Josh about this, and several people we know have been struggling with that lately. People look to me as a leader in this community, and I'm having a hard time right now, and I don't feel I can come forward because I'd be letting people down.
I really can't see anybody looking up to you.
I'm not saying me. No one looks up to you.
I'm just saying.
I'm a classic. I'm like an after-school special of what not to be.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's, you know, you're kind of like the worst-case scenario.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? I know, Stacey, you know, you and I talked about this lately. You know, we all have struggles, and we all deal with our struggles differently. But sometimes it's hard to be vulnerable when people look up to you like that.
Yeah, it is. That can be kind of a drag, I guess. But I try to be pretty transparent. You know, I mean, of course, a lot of the pictures I post are, you know, me and my best light, best angles, good lighting, you know. But I did a blog recently where I kind of stripped down and showed the loose skin and the rolls and things like that. And basically saying, this is, for me, this is as good as it gets. and I'm okay with it. You know, I'm not striving for perfection, and you know, I do let people know, I mean, that I have bad days and that I sometimes struggle with weight fluctuations, with, you know, wanting to be comforted with food. That will always be my default, at least, desire. I don't, you know, usually don't act on it most of the time, but, and that's a sign that stuff is up emotionally, and I don't freak out about it. It's just, that's how I'm wired. And people are initially very surprised, like, oh, you still get that? And yeah, of course I do. Why wouldn't I? You know, but it's how I react to it and how I manage it and deal with it.
I kind of wanted to acknowledge that because Josh and I were talking. Josh has his finger on the pulse of the community. He knows everybody and what they're going through. He's a little social butterfly. He's really good when it comes to people like that. But I just wanted to put it out there and kind of acknowledge that, because I want to be able to say to the people that are considered like leaders in this community and successful in this community, it's okay for you as a leader to reach out as well. You don't always have to be the one inspiring everybody else, because we're never going to be that. We're never going to be perfect specimens. Stacy isn't. I'm not. Travis, Robert sure as hell is. But it's one of those things that, you know, be okay. It's okay to say I'm struggling and I need a little help now. And it's important for when we, you know, put, you know, not formally elect these leaders, but look up to people in the community, that it's okay for you as a leader to struggle and have shitty days and have, you know, horrible struggle times right now. And it's okay to reach out as a leader and not feel like you're letting people down.
I actually think it's almost more important for, you know, the quote unquote leaders to show times that they struggle, than just your new person coming in, just for the fact that it lets everybody else know that, hey, you know what, everybody struggles. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at, no matter how high or how wherever you're at in whatever, everybody struggles. Everybody has stuff to get through, and it's okay to reach out and ask for help, or ask for a little guidance, or that little nudge. You know, I posted a video back in early December. I just had a shit day. Just absolute. I was. If I had not gone out my door that day, I would have been perfectly okay with that. And I did it. You know, I just felt important. I just said, hey, I have to show the video. And I wasn't the normal peppy, you know, used car salesman kind of swagger that I normally put out in my videos, right? It was very stripped down. But at the end of it, it was, this is how I handle it. And, you know, and I went through the stuff one of my other blogs I went through. The little steps in just breathing, you know, because breathing is what you have control over. Engaging the mind as far as, you know, knowing, you know, where you're at and what you need to do. Engage your body, you know, it's, you know, changing your state like Dallas talks about there. Moving with purpose and, you know, moving forward to achieve better than where you're at right now. And it may mean struggling out of the shithole that you called that day or that week or that whatever, but it is movement towards getting better where you are and getting and achieving where you want to be.
I think that's great advice for anybody, but and I think we talked a little bit about, you know, this idea of rebooting for the new year. It's really, I think the only thing more difficult than coming on as the new kid on the block is coming back after you've been away and there's been maybe a falling away from the lifestyle and a regain. And because there's remorse and shame and all that stuff involved. And there really doesn't need to be, because we all do it. We've all been there. So, Travis, what would you say to someone who's, you know, deciding to regroup this month and rejoin the community, and they're having trouble just, you know, staying motivated.
I would say the same thing to the seasoned veteran that I would be to the brand new person. Is, you know, it doesn't need to be big and complicated. It needs to be simple. Start by breathing and knowing that you're good right now. You are, you know, engage yourself that you've been here before, and you know what you need to do. You just have to engage that you can do it. Move towards, you know, move towards getting back on the mat, and start achieving again, and you will catch, you know, it will light it up. It's, you know, it's as simple as that. And I know there's been plenty of people that, you know, and by the way, there's plenty of people, if you, you know, pay attention online, there's plenty of people, seasoned veterans, that have had just that problem and are doing mm-hmm. that as we speak.
Yeah, and you know, oh, I just want to say one quick thing, Mike. Also important is important as eating well and moving is you have to have, you know, positive, healthy social connections. Facebook can be a very negative, you know, disgusting place sometimes, but it's also the DDP boards are great sources of support, and the more you participate, the more you make your presence known, the more you're going to connect, and in turn, there's going to be a really nice give and take of support and giving and getting it.
Yeah, The boards are an infinite amount of support, and I've been vocal about that before, saying that I don't think I'd be here today if it wasn't for the support that I received from people that I have never even met before. That's such a huge part of it. I feel that there's sometimes a mentality that exists with people who go away from the program but isn't even remotely a conscious kind of thing within our community. Is I feel that when people kind of take some time away and disappear for a little while, which is normal, we're going to have things we're struggling with, we're going to have to step away for some things at some time. But when they come back, I feel like they feel they're coming back with their tail between their legs, and they're crawling back and feel like they've abandoned everybody. When that mentality doesn't exist with people, and I feel like people think that coming back after being struggling and putting the weight on or whatever, it's being looked down upon by people and they feel shame. This isn't a political thing. It's just something kind of popped in my head recently, and this is nothing about politically or whatsoever. But there was a debate on, and there was a Hillary Clinton thing. She was talking, and one of the things they grilled her on, they said, well, you had stood by this stance, and then you realized you did something wrong and went in a completely different direction. I don't think, whether it's politics or life, it's a bad thing to go down a road and realize that you did it wrong and turn around and go another way. I think that's the sign of a successful person, is realizing that you've gone on a path you don't want to go. You know, you didn't mean to go there. You thought you had the best intentions when you were going down that path, but then realizing that was the wrong path and taking a different one. Sometimes we look at that, we're defensive when it comes to things like that, to admit that we were wrong and go a different route. But that happens in every avenue, and especially with successful people. And coming back to the DDP yoga community after having a struggle or a weight gain or completely falling off a wagon isn't something to be ashamed about. It's something to be proud about. It's something to realize that I realized that I'd been going about this the wrong way, and now I'm back and realizing that this works for me.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's truly a no-judgment zone. Nobody's judging. We just welcome people back. We welcome new people, old people, everybody. It's unconditional.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, 100 times. You come back 100 times? Great. The thing is, if people don't realize this, Stacey, how many times did you try dieting and changing your life before it clicked for you? You've told
right.
me this
oh, yeah.
several times.
It's like I couldn't even count, but it's well into the, you know, well past the double digits.
And like no one, again, just going back to no one there, no one says he lost 100 pounds three different times. You know, and this last time was his last chance at a second chance. So, yeah, and he's still, and you know, just because he's a great example. He, you know, he's still not where he wants to be, but he's got the forward motion to get there, and he's in a lot better place, you know, mentally, to make the changes that he's got right now stick, even if something happens where he falls back a little bit. He's confident enough that he's going to be able to step back up and make it happen.
See, falling down 500 times isn't failing. It's when it's the time, you know, if you leave and screw up and come back, or come back and you know, fall off the wagon and come back, that's not a failure. It's when you don't come back. That's when you truly admitted defeat in anything in life. It's not a failure. It's not a defeat unless you say screw it and don't come back and stop trying.
Right. The hardest thing to learn in judo and jiu-jitsu, whatever else, is called ukemi. Ukemi is basically rolls and falls. And the whole reason you do ukemi is you learn how to, you know, how to fall and take a fall and be able to get back up and keep driving forward. And I'm sure being in the business there, Mike, you'll know that, you know, taking bumps and everything, same deal. You have to learn how to take bumps to be able to get back up and continue on with the match. Was it easy or hard?
Absolutely. And Robert gets the emails. He deals with the clientele that not necessarily is on our forefront on Facebook. He gets the emails. He gets the questions constantly. He goes through those things. And I'd love to know, it's almost like a cyclical. It's a pattern at some point. A lot of people fall off a lot of times. You come back and you fall off. You come back, you know, depending on what happens in life, you know, situational things get shitty in people's lives a lot. And Robert, I'd love to see the data of this, but I guarantee you that there's so many people in this community that people have seriously looked up to that have taken a long break away from us and come back and have won it. Look at Kevin Tankersley on Facebook. He had been one of the ideal DDP Yoga people. He was in the mix at the very beginning, and he gained every single pound back. And he realized, this isn't working for me. Yeah, he realized this isn't working for me, and he comes back and he's killing it again.
Yeah, right. Slim did the same thing. Well, I don't think he gained it all back, but Slim fell off for a while, and he came back once he got, sometimes life gets in the way, and that's unavoidable. So, you know, it happens.
I'm trying to work my way back right now. I've had some setbacks with my health and stuff, and it's not fun to come on here in the show and tell you that I'm not at my best right now. That's a humbling experience, especially when I'm saying it with our dozen listeners. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, it's a humbling experience to come out here and tell you that I am struggling right now. I'm dealing with health issues that have made me put on weight, and it's not a fun thing to go out and tell people who listen to you and respect you. And it's one of those things, though, that's going to make you a true leader, because, you know, you're going to be relatable to the people who aren't perfect all the time, which is more of being a leader than putting yourself as something you're not and not relating to anybody on this planet who isn't perfect all the time.
Look at Framar and Garrett Sakahara, okay? Those two guys, they work at the Performance Center with Dallas, and Dylan, if you listen to Dylan's story, he'll tell you. You know, he worked with Dallas for a while, and then he fell off a little bit there, and that stuff happens. You would think, you know, you're right there, right in the mix, right at, you know, ground zero of DDP Yoga, you'd think you'd be, you know, you walk in the door and you drop 10 pounds. And that's not the case, right? You know, it just happens.
It happens, and I, you know, I gained 100 pounds back twice in my 20s, and it wasn't because I was an idiot. You know, I wasn't emotionally, I hadn't built up certain muscles yet. And I had a lot more life lessons to get under my belt, so to speak, and wisdom. And I blog, this is my latest blog on my website. I talk all about what led me to DDP yoga and why, when I finally found it at the age of 44, my soul had literally been through enough lessons and was wise enough and resilient enough to really make some serious changes. But boy, did I have decades of falling down and getting back up and nursing my wounds, you know? That's life.
The one thing, the key there, you triggered this thought in my head because I've talked this about to Nolan 100 times. I hate the term reboot when it comes to something like this. I hate it. I don't like it because reboot implies that you're shutting everything down, clearing the slate, clearing everything out, and starting from scratch, which is further from the truth as you can possibly imagine. You don't need a reboot. You need a realization because the things that you learned in your struggles and the things that you learned from falling down every time and the wisdom you gained and the perspective you gained is the most important thing in you actually succeeding in this. More than the food, more than anything, the what you learn about yourself and learn about life is the most important key to success. And rebooting and forgetting all of that that came with it isn't going to be successful. But the realization and the knowledge and the information that you've kind of brought into your world through these falls and setbacks is what's going to propel you to be ultimately successful in what you want to do.
Right. Thomas Edison took 1,000 attempts to try to create the light bulb. And when you ask him about it here, he's like, you know, he failed 1,000 times. He just learned 999 times how not to make a light bulb.
Yeah, absolutely.
True.
And knowledge is our friend, and you know, be honest with yourself. Be honest with the community, you know. Like Stacey said, it's a judgment-free zone. There's no one here who's going to tell you what you're doing is wrong for you. Maybe wrong for them, maybe wrong for me. But you're carving your own path, ultimately, not just in DDP yoga, but in life. And I feel we as humans tend to have that nature to look on people's lives and critique other people and kind of try to decipher what they need or what would be best for them, when all reality, I have no right to judge Robert. I have no right to judge Travis or Stacy because I haven't walked in your shoes. I haven't walked down your path. I don't know the things you know. I haven't cried about the things you cried about. I don't know you, and I have no right to tell you what works for you, but all I can do is lend my support and my love and be there when you need a sounding board and be there when you need someone to inspire you or shoot you a bit of motivation, and that's all we can do with this community. When I started this show, I made a big point to not be the person that tells people, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. My big thing is I wanted to be the one who told you what worked for me and how it worked for me or how it didn't work for me and just share that with you in hopes that maybe it would work for you. But as mm-hmm. a community here, it's so important for us to be there for each other in a non-judgmental and helpful way more than a damning or condemning sort of way.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that I put online there, my modification videos, my online workouts, my blog posts, whatever else, they're not there just to say, hey, you need to do this or you need to modify this way or that way or whatever else. A lot of it is just to remind myself that, hey, here's some things that you can do to tweak, you know, to remind me to take a step back and make my stuff a little bit better. And if I can help other people, you know, with what I do, great. You know, but it's, you know, I'm not immune to, you know, it's just because I say, you know, on this day, I'm telling myself that just as much as I'm saying that to everybody else.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And on that note, Stacey, you have anything to add?
No, I just, you know, you walk the walk, Travis, and I think it's great, and I'm grateful for the help you're giving me. You're helping me get certified. It's been a slow process, but again, here's another example of, you know, you just got to accept where you're at and not judge and not compare, and I'll get there when I get there.
That's right.
And you can find Travis Roberts on. You can find Travis Roberts on Facebook. Hit up Travis Roberts. And Travis, you have a website and a blog you were talking about?
Yeah, my blog site is midweststrongfitness.blogspot.com. You can find me. You can find Midwest Strong Fitness on Facebook. I have my own Facebook page. I do also have on a group on. If you're looking for a chance to kind of own this day, I do also have another group online called the Own This Day Movement, because that's what I think, you know, a lot of people need. If they don't need a reboot, they just need to own this day. So if you want to seek me out on that, that's, you know, I've got that. That's cool. Just shoot me a message.
And you have a YouTube channel.
Got my YouTube channel, Midwest Strong Fitness, of course. Well, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I have done my Silver Bullet Express. I've even, you know, for a while, broadcast my Silver Bullet Express workouts, which is my call it in the ring sort of workout there, my homage to Roddy Piper. So there's that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
All right.
Those are some different things
all
around
right.
the Twitter machines and all that.
Awesome.
So you can't get rid of me.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Travis, for being here and for being a constant member of the community. You're an invaluable resource to so many, none more than our own Stacey Morris. So thank you for all of that. And I'm sure we'll have you back on the show before too long. Make sure you stick on your DDP radio quality control. I expect you to be listening at all times and letting us know when your thing is trashing into the floor.
Don't worry about it. You know, if something happens, I'll be the first one to hear from. So.
All right. And Robert, anything to leave us with?
No, I got nothing.
See, now you're screwed your whole gimmick. Robert is the guy who, you know, I'm the loud mouth in the group. Stacey's the reasonable one, and Robert's our silent Bob. He doesn't talk very often, but when he does, he always has something profound and meaningful to say. And then I throw it to you, and you got nothing? Totally killed your gimmick.
Well, that's actually your fault, because you were talking so much that I had to tune out. It's like a defense mechanism.
Like you and Katie need to start a support group or something, like get together for like meetings or something.
Oh, we'll,
I love you guys. I love the yin and the yang. You're hilarious.
Absolutely. And Robert and I probably couldn't be any more alike personality wise, but somehow he tolerates me, and I stick to him like an old piece of gum stuck in his jeans.
our buddy Roger needs to get on Photoshop or whatever else Bob thing going here for you guys.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
If he's not Photoshopping you with the Young Bucks, you know.
All right, guys. Well, until next week, Happy New Year. This is our first kickoff of the new year, the new season. We're refreshed, recharged, and ridiculous. So until next week, we'll see you guys. Have a great week. Don't forget ddpyoga.com, DDP Yoga Workshops for all your information, StaceyMorris.com, and her book, Sweet Comfort, is available now. Until next week, DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. I will see you guys later, and remember to never, ever, 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 ever give up. And Travis?
Own this day and own your life, baby.
See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.